Chavetz Chaim Yoimi, day 86, and we're talking about the halachas of the Isser of Rechilus, and now we're going to say that, and we were talking about, actually, somebody is pressuring a person to tell him what happened, or what the person said about him, and he knows that even if he's going to be succumbing to this person's pressure and telling him, that that's going to be Usser, so what should he do? So what should he answer this person who's pressuring him to tell him who did this or who said this? Okay? If he asks him, or he says, what did so-and-so tell you about me? So now it depends. If he could tell him something that will not be a lie, or maybe a white lie, so it's not sheker gomer, and at the same time, it's not rechilus, somehow or another, whatever that way is, that he gets out of having to tell him without saying an absolute lie, but it's not rechilus, even if it's a white lie. He should tell him this in this way, and that way he's avoiding saying truth, having a lie come out of his mouth. Right, because it says "b'dvar sheker tirchak," a person should not be moitzi sheker mipiv. V'im hu mevin shechaver le'yakabel l'chdelashuva. So what happens if he knows that? If he tries to sort of white lie his way out of this, this person is not going to believe him, or he's not going to accept it, or he's going to keep on pressuring him. What should he do? Mutar le'me sheker gomer ne'ashalom. He's allowed to say an absolute lie because of Shalom. Now, here's a little bit of an issue. Careful as a person does this, because avalo yishava chas v'shalom l'sheker b'shul zeh. People, let's say the person doesn't want to believe him, and he goes, oh no, I swear it happened. So be careful, because swearing to a falsehood is much, much worse. And that's not allowed just to get out of rechilus. So avalo yishava chas v'shalom l'sheker b'shul zeh. I'm a bear, I'm Chaim. That a person can't swear for falsehood. Now, one of the things that comes out of this is that a person really should not get himself used to, when he's trying to convince something that something really happened or that something's really true, to say the word swear, to use the concept of swearing. So the person should really, really believe him, because it might come to the point where a person is going to have to say something that's not true, and it's allowed to say the not truth, let's say because of avoiding rechilus, and then suddenly, because he's not swearing, it seems pretty obvious that he's not saying the truth. If he's a person that never swears, then okay, he doesn't swear. He's not saying, I swear that this was true. But if he's a person who usually, when he's trying to convince someone, he says, I swear, and then suddenly now he's not saying, I swear, then that's a problem, because the guy's not going to believe him, so he's going to keep on pressuring him, and that's so he's not even going to get away with that. Therefore, a person should try to get himself used to, that's another reason why a person should try to get himself used to, not saying the word, I swear. Vidna, here's another din and another halacha in Rechilus, is even if he doesn't say the person's name, he doesn't say, you know what Shimon said about you, right? He doesn't say, you know what Levi said about you? He doesn't say that. But he says, I'm not going to say who it was, but he's a short guy with a blue yarmulke, right? So he kind of hinted to him who it was. And he didn't say who it was. So even if he doesn't say the name of the person, that he said Rechilus on it, on him, Raku Mesaper Lo Istam, he tells him the story. Oh, so it could be even more so that he tells him the story, and he tells it to him plainly, right? So the story happened to have been that there was something on a high spot, and because this guy was short, he wasn't able to reach it, right? Okay, so now he knows that it's a short guy, and also because he had a blue yarmulke, therefore someone was able to notice him in the crowd. And so now the person knows, just by telling the story, not even by telling him, I'm not going to say who it is, but this guy is short and has a blue yarmulke, right? He just by the details of the story, ended up being that it wouldn't have been a story without these two details, and he knows now who it is. So Raku Masapir Loistam, he told him the story. Vayede Sipura and Mimela, and through this story, Mimela the Svada Loyachakach Shema Isha becomes known who the story is about. Oisha Etzema Inyan, or the main part of the story, Masha Dibru Olav Shanasaloi Yoda Maatzma, or the details of the story that were done against him that he knew. Achla Yoda Miyasaloi, he didn't know who did it to him, Idibra Olav, or that spoke about him. Uvaza Hamragel, sometimes a person knows that someone did something against him, he just doesn't know who. And the person who's comes ahead and goes, right? He didn't say anything. He just showed him. He didn't even show him with his hands. He showed him with his eyes, with his head pointed like this, right? So, and he showed him some kind of a way, without saying anything. So he's going to understand who did it. This is also usher for Rechilus. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.